The Aquariums of Pyongyang by North Korean escapee Kang Chol-won gained fame as one of U.S. President George Bush's favorite books. Mr. Bush is reported to have handed out copies of the book to staff and friends and invited Kang to the White House 3 years ago for a lengthy one-on-one chat. Now the story of Kang's childhood in a North Korean punitive labor camp is scheduled to become a motion picture. Kang says he was a victim of what human rights advocates describe as North Korea's policy of collective punishment. He and his family were sent to the North's infamous Yodok labor camp in 1977 because of a suspected political offense by his grandfather. Kang's book describes the horrors he witnessed at Yodok, including starvation, severe beatings, and disease. He says it is long overdue for his story to be told on the big screen. He says despite the fact the Yodok concentration camp has been operating for 50 years, there have been no films depicting it or any of North Korea's human rights abuses. He compares the situation to Hitler's concentration camps, about which many films have been produced. North Korea denies engaging in any abuse of human rights, despite the passage of several United Nations resolutions criticizing the treatment of its citizens. For years, Pyongyang has refused to allow a UN-appointed human rights researcher any access to the country. North Korea describes Kang Chol-won as human scum. For 10 years before the February inauguration of conservative president Lee Myung-bak, South Korean administrations kept a near-total public silence on North Korean human rights issues. Their aim was to peacefully engage the North and to avoid embarrassing the leadership there. President Lee has changed that political climate by issuing numerous public calls for North Korea to improve its human rights practices. At least two other major film projects have emerged this year, drawing attention to the North's human rights situation. Kang Chol-won says film is a powerful tool in shining a light on Pyongyang's abuses. He says showing the North's gulags on screen to world audiences is the best way to honor those who have died in them. He says he hopes his film will help to end the camps once and for all. The Aquariums of Pyongyang is being produced by South Korea's Cinema and Eye. Producers say shooting is expected to begin in October, in time for a release around July of next year. The filmmakers are negotiating with American and European distributors for a worldwide release. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.